for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King. The president is engaging in a very public feud with Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts.
This was an Obama judge.
He was angry that another one of his immigration policies was put on hold by a federal judge out of the Ninth Circuit. And then a sudden rebuke in a statement from Supreme Court Justice Roberts, who said there's no such thing as an Obama judge. Harvard Law professor Lawrence Tribe once taught Justice Roberts.
He's a very careful, thoughtful, reserved guy. But like any human being, he's got his limits. And I think that this president exceeded them.
Undeterred, the president tweeted that the Ninth Circuit has become a dumping ground for lawyers looking for easy wins. Justice Roberts is a conservative judge who was appointed to the High Court by President George W. Bush. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Today I'm broadcasting in Chico, California, visiting relatives and talking with people who were evacuated from the fire-ravaged town of Paradise. The rain here today was in torrents, and mudslides and flooding are already beginning. The Walmart parking lot has been cleared, and military shelters have been set up for some of the evacuees. Elsewhere across the country, looks like we're going to see one of the coldest Thanksgivings in decades for much of the Northeast. Meteorologist Jeff Birardelli says if you're out at the parades, layer up.
This is going to be probably the coldest Thanksgiving for a lot of the Northeast that they have ever seen. Some places will break records. In fact, 30-plus records are in jeopardy of being broken for high temperatures tomorrow. That's how cold it's going to be. Most folks will stay in the teens and 20s, including New York City.
Winds that are too high for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York could mean that the 16 helium-filled balloons in the parade won't be able to fly. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An Egyptian rights group says the country's Christians are suffering increased discrimination. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The findings in a report issued this week by the Egyptian Initiative for Personal Rights, a group that tracks government efforts to tackle disputes around church building in the Muslim-majority nation. It concludes that, in its words, the general situation of the right to practice religious services and build houses of worship is deteriorating, and that a committee established last year to facilitate church building by Christians has not brought justice. Since then, 9 churches have closed under pressure from authorities or the public in Egypt. The group also noted several other cases of sectarian tension over church building, urging the government to address the current legislation surrounding church building, which it says is highly regulated. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon has been given the go-ahead by the White House for troops stationed along the U.S. southern border to use lethal force if they're threatened by any Central American migrant families. Military Times Pentagon Chief Tara Kopp explains the details.
Really the big thing here is that it also expands the authorities that troops would have while operating on U.S. soil. It allows them to get involved in detention of people and allows them to do seizure.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.